9:08. Good morning. Welcome to the Rob Wedding Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. On to business now. And businesses from across the county are gathering in Market Rasen this morning for the rather grandly titled First Greater Lincolnshire LEP Business Summit. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. First of all, a Lincolnshire chief executive is bidding to become the UK's apprenticeship champion with your help. Steve Gelder, managing director of county-based construction firm Gelder Group, took the honours for the East Midlands region. In fact, he's brought it in, and I'm clutching it now. That is quite an impressive and heavy accolade there, Steve.
Yeah, it is. I'm pleased with it.
Yeah, I should think you would be. So tell us how you got it.
Basically, the government are putting a few quid into apprenticeships. It's something that I believe in. Started life as an apprenticeship. Started life as an apprentice after leaving school with no qualifications. Set up Gelders at 22. First person we employed was an apprentice. Still works for us today, 25 years on, Dave Wells. Three of our four main board members are apprentices. We're in our 25th year, and we've trained over 250 apprentices in that time. So I think I qualify for being a UK apprentice.
Well, you're in good company, because I was an apprentice as well. That was my first job when I left school.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, I completely buy into it. But the government wants to get, you know, the message across that apprenticeships are there to be used. And so they've come up with this award scheme, and the object is to create a national apprenticeship champion. And what are your chances, Steve?
Well, it depends on your listeners, really. I've won the East Midlands Regional Award, and now we're through to the last 12, and it's a kind of an X-factor vote-off, which you can vote for me on www.surveymonkey.com/S/apprenticeship champion 2012.
I'll tell you what, you better leave that with us, and we'll leave it with us.
It's going on your Facebook, I think.
So. Yeah, okay, we'll do that. Now, you've brought one of your apprentices in with you, so let's just get a sense of how important the apprenticeship scheme is. Danielle, good morning.
Hello.
This is Danielle Skamen. Looks terrified. It's fine, it's fine. Now, you tell us how you got into Gelders.
Well, I started off about the end Christmas before I left school, because I knew I wanted to leave school at the age of 16. I actually wrote a load of letters out to local businesses saying that I was interested in doing an apprenticeship in business and administration. And it was actually Gelders, I think, were the only one that actually got back to me. And I got an interview. I got a first interview and an application to properly fill in an application form for it, and one of their kind of standard ones. And then I actually got a second interview where I got offered the job.
Well, brilliant. So what are you doing?
I'm in our insurance department, doing business and administration sort of things, an apprentice, and learning with all the claims managers.
And it looks as though you're enjoying it.
Yeah, definitely. I love it.
Good for you. Well, there we are, living proof that this is giving a start to, and we know that young people are finding it really tough at the moment, and this is giving people an opportunity.
It's giving an opportunity to learn in a workplace without coming out of university with a load of debt around the neck as well. So this is quite another thing that I got my eye horse about.
Well, yeah, but you do have a thing about this, and I know you've been helping prisoners out as well, because I think you believe that they deserve a second chance. And in fact, we spoke to one of them a few months ago. How's he got on?
Oh, there's quite a lot. We run the training academy inside Lincoln Prison now. So if you ever end up inside Lincoln Prison, which I hope a lot of your listeners won't, there's a £5 million training centre right in the middle that's got the Gelder Training Academy right across it, and we're in there training prisoners. I just believe it, giving everyone a chance to do the best, really, particularly apprentices that leave, particularly school leavers, but the prison is another story, really.
Okay. Well, you're going to put this website up on our Facebook page, so that if people want to get you to the national standard, who's going to be your competition? Let's not promote the competition. Let's just get your name up there.
Yeah, let's. If you go on the survey, there's 12 people that are up for it, and I'm just one of the 12. So I just need people to get me through to the last three, and then there's a vote off between the last three. So.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that when we get you through. I must, of course, be independent in all of this.
Well, I'm the only one from Lincolnshire. So.
Yeah. Wish you the very best, Steve, and Danielle. Wish you the very best as well. Good to see you this morning. Thanks both for coming in.
Thanks, Rob.
All the very best.